These cards do not replace a passport, valid driver's license, or in-state ID. Instead, it's meant to help residents who have trouble getting a form of identification. Juan Constantino works at La Casa, the nonprofit that manages the programs. He says having these cards as an option will be a relief to a lot of people.
So maybe if you're undocumented, or you're recently out of incarceration, or if you're homeless, and you just don't have all the things that you may need to get the in-state driver's license, this may be a good alternative.
Residents need to show a photo ID, secondary ID, and proof of address when applying for the card. There are already similar programs in South Bend and Goshen. If the program is approved by the Plymouth City Council, the cards would cost $25 each. I'm Anna Caroline Caruso, WVPE News.